A $1.7 billion casino and resort project set to open in downtown Chicago next year is facing multiple lawsuits accusing it of violating the civil rights of white men. Bally's Chicago is currently under construction and plans to feature a 3,000-seat theater, 6 restaurants, nearly 3,000 slot machines, 173 table games, a 500-room hotel tower with a large pool and spa, a fitness center, a sun deck, and a rooftop restaurant. Bally's Casino and the City of Chicago are being sued by 2 white men who claim their civil rights were violated. They say the casino project only offered women and people of color a 25% ownership stake. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty filed the lawsuit on behalf of Richard Fisher and Philip Aronoff. They claim they cannot invest in the Bally's project because of their skin color. In 2022, the City of Chicago awarded Bally's its sole casino license. The casino pledged to bring underrepresented groups into the project and help build wealth in the local community, the Chicago Tribune reports. To fulfill this promise, Bally's signed a host community agreement with the city and committed to 25% minority ownership. As such, for investors to participate in the casino's $250 million initial public offering, they must meet the Class A qualification criteria, which includes being a minority or woman. According to the Chicago City Code, minority includes, but not limited to, African Americans, Hispanics, Asian Americans, and American Indians. Bally's Casino should put this illegal investment on hold immediately. Withholding investment opportunities based on race is reckless and threatens the entire development. We are seeking a simple solution. The same investment should be open to all, regardless of race, WILL Associate Counsel Skylar Croy said in a news release. The plaintiffs are seeking a judge to force Bally's to sell them Class A shares and to declare the agreement's racial classifications illegal under federal law. In a separate lawsuit filed Thursday, January 30th, the Liberty Justice Center sued Mayor Brandon Johnson, the City of Chicago, Treasurer Melissa Conyers Irvin, Bally's Chicago operating company, and several Illinois Gaming Board members. This suit challenges the same host community agreement and claims the agreement requires the project to meet race and sex-based quotas for construction, hiring, board composition, and ownership as a condition for city approval. Bally's Corporation, Mayor Johnson, the City of Chicago, and the Illinois Gaming Commission have not yet responded to the lawsuits.